Alpha 7 Japan, mobile.
Bob, how are you doing? With C4 Echo Echo Yankee, mobile.
I am doing well. Hope you are as well.
Well, that made sense. Doing well. Hope you are as well.
But, yep, doing good. Just got to head up to the bank here. They do drive-through only now, so actually I think that's a good thing. Run up to the bank and deposit this check. And that's about it. Going to go home, finish putting on the baseboard molding in the bedroom back there, and that's probably going to be it for the day. Sit back and relax.
Give me some free samples from the bank, if you would, KB4CBA.
Hey, you're acknowledged. Well, I'm just rolling here. I'm in Inman, rolling from the new QTH of NU4E. Matt, he bought a house over here, and he's got three antennas up, and he's ready for the sprint, the single sideband sprint tonight already, so that's kind of cool. He doesn't have any furniture moved in, but he's got his radio and antennas up, so, and he was borrowing a lawnmower from me, so I'm in the process of transporting it back to Greenville. Go ahead, David, make a transmission. Bob, ND7J is with us here.
Yeah, and I was just... I just heard that Bob was going to the bank. So what's the sideband sprint? Is that tonight? What time? And what band?
And Matt has his priorities on the new house. Get the shack working and then worry about where to sit. Yeah, I think, Gary, give David the details on the sprint.
Oh, the details. I think it's all the contest bands. I'm not sure about 160. Matt's got three antennas up, so he's operating multi-band. But I don't have the details, but you can probably look at any contest calendar and pick those up. I think it's a 24-hour contest, or it's a sprint, so maybe it's even less than that. Maybe it's just this evening. I knew about it, but I know just enough to be dangerous.
I know less than that. So, Bob, you doing okay up there?
We're doing okay, taking all the precautions we need to be taking. And I'm still working. My photography business is completely shut down for obvious reasons. But my small construction business is still up and running. But we are only doing new construction and construction projects where there's nobody around except for me and Josh. But as far as, you know, personal residential home remodeling and stuff, we're not doing any of that right now. We're finishing up building a small little outbuilding for a guy. Probably finish that up on Wednesday, so that's where we're at. Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee, you take it, ND7J.
Mentioning that, Matt needs to have, he's got a small deck off the back of his house, and he needs to have a stairway, and he needs to have the railing taken down or to cut apart, and a small stairway down to the ground. Is that a project that you would be able to do?
How tall is it, Dino?
Not very tall.
That we could do, and that would be something that we would do because it's outside and you know, we're not around a whole bunch of people and kids and all that kind of stuff.
I'll provide your contact information to Matt, and maybe he'll get in touch with you. He can take some pictures and show you what he's looking for.
Pass him my phone number, tell him he can take a few pictures and text him to me, and I'll get it, call him back and what have you, and I can probably give him a price right over the phone.
Yeah, because I know he's looking forward to that, and would make it easier for him to get down to work on the antennas.
So that would be something that we can do for sure. David, go ahead.
Copy in the mail. I've been up since about 3, and I checked into a couple of nets on, I think one on 80 and one on 40 meters, and so I'm I'm just really copying the mail. Y'all carry on. I really don't have anything to add.
Hey, which nets do you check in on, 80?
You're gonna ask me that. Let me get my iPad. Hang on a second.
Report, I'm on I-85 heading into Greenville. Very light traffic.
Here in Hendersonville. And we'll see if David's found that net yet. Anyway, Gary, I hope everything's going well with you. Have you been on the radio a lot lately?
I've been attending to other things, but I'll get back on it. It's just still an emotional roller coaster a little bit, but things are settling out, and so, yeah, we'll get back on the radio here shortly.
And that's probably to be expected, so. Well, if you ever need anything, you know, you can be called, no problem. David, you back yet?
I'm KB4CBA. In the group here, all right, so this is all, of course, sideband voice at, let's see, on 80 meters was 3.849, KI4VIS was the net control, and I think he was in Inman, but I was hearing people all over. I was hearing people in Ohio and, just, you know, all over the place. And then there was, and that was at 11:25. What time are we using now? Zulu. Anyway, and then the other one was on 40 meters, the net controller was K48DR 7.206, and that was 5 minutes later. So I guess that's around what, 6 o'clock our time, maybe.
What was the frequency of the first one you said?
80 meter was 3.849.
Okay, there's just FYI, there's a net on 3.940, starts at 4:45, goes till 6 a.m. if you're up early. The early bird transcontinental net, earlybirdnet.com. You can check out, I check into that almost every day for the last 4 or 5 years. It's a good net if you care to and you're up that early. That's a very good one. Check out the website.
That again, 3.940,
and I'm going to be in an area here under a bunch of power lines, so I'm going to get scratchy as soon as I start moving. 3.940, earlybirdnet.com.
Found another one on 40 meters, 7.268 the other day, and they check in from 3 to 5. Gosh, I think that's AM. I'm pretty sure it's in the morning, yeah.
I didn't get any of that, David, because I'm under power line, and I'm going to be for another 100 yards or so.
Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, mobile, just turning on to Highway 29, Wade Hampton, rolling back into Greenville. A little light rain out here. You can actually see the streaks of rain coming down from a distance, but nothing heavy. And, I was up early this morning, but not that early. I was up at about 4, but did not turn the radio on, turned the TV on, and watched the latest news, getting depressed and all. Go ahead, David.
You know, sometimes I wake up like that, and I'm fine the rest of the day. I don't even take a nap, and I got 6 hours sleep, so, you know, I mean, that's enough. And so I figure, what the heck, I couldn't go back to sleep. I laid there for about an hour or so, and so I got up, and I came in here and turned the radio, the 7300 on, and just started. Yeah, it started on 80 meters and just teamed around. it's funny some of the conversations you hear on there, I tell you. But anyway, I just keep, when I get to those, I just keep going. I just keep on tuning.
You have all kinds, and of course, at those hours, you might get some more unusual folks that are up all night, but it takes all kinds to make a world, and we just have to all work together here. Well, Bob, are you back? ND7J in the group from Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee.
Sitting in the bank. I got here early because the lines have been crazy, so I'll sit here for probably 30 minutes and be first in line. Actually, 20 minutes, so don't know if that's going to be worth the payoff or not, but anyway, I'm here. But the 80 meters is actually pretty busy early in the morning. I usually get up about 4:30, and I like to check into the early bird net. Good group of people, and now you get comments from all over the place. So that's kind of a fun one. There's also a traffic net that follows that, starts at 7. Early bird goes from 4:45 in the morning, that's Eastern Standard, to 6 a.m. You can, like I said, you can go to the website, get all the information there. They actually take early check-ins starting at, I don't know, 4:15 or something. If you're up and around, that would be a good one to check into. I check into it almost every day. So, and like I said, check out the website. It's one of them that I maintain. So go check out their website, earlybirdnet.com. And let's see, I guess it goes to David.
Write all this down. Okay. I'll check in. I'll check that out. I shouldn't have any problem. Do they have different net controllers?
Controller every day. Now, a lot of times, depending on your location and the net controller's location, you may or may not be able to hear net control, but everybody, there's a good group of us that are out there that will offer relays. So what you do is you kind of listen for a few minutes, and you might not hear net control, but you'll hear somebody else talking sometimes. In your location, most of the time you'll hear net control pretty good. There's one guy, I think he's on Wednesday, he lives in Georgia. He might be a little bit difficult for you to hear sometimes. It just depends. That's Rusty. WC4CW something anyway. He's a net control. The rest of them, Mike WJ3O, he's up in like Philly or PA or somewhere up there. Several of them are in Ohio. There's one in Virginia. Daryl on Sunday, he's in, I think it's Virginia. But they switch off. The net controllers are listed on the website and their location. So, but what you do, let me let it drop. What you do is, if you're checking in before 4:45, just key up your mic and say check-in. The net control should come back and take your check-in, and he'll give you a number. And then when they start the net, they start at the, you know, number one, and they work their way through it. So then when you get your number, you can offer up your comments, and they'd like to get your temperature and give a little weather report or what's coming up, what you're doing, what's new, hello, nothing, say goodbye, whatever, you know. ND7J, go ahead, Gary.
As well, maybe I'll surprise you one day. That sounds interesting, because like I said, I'm usually up fairly early, and so that might fit in. I don't have to remote into the station. I just have to walk my coffee over to the shack, so that's good. Out here on Wade Hampton, the QT gas station, gas is $1.38 for a gallon. That's the lowest I've seen in a long time. Go ahead, David.
You know, I used to pump gas. Let me throw this in, KB4CBA. I used to pump gas at the Hess station there on the corner east north of 291. And there's a Starbucks there now, of all things. I think it was in the 40s, upper 30s or low 40s cents a gallon back in the early 70s, because I started in high school. But anyway, whoever thought that we'd be excited about paying, you know, $1.38 for a gallon of gas?
Ivan, gas was about 30 cents a gallon and cigarettes were 50 cents a pack.
Now, when I would go to Mars Hill, I was a Mars Hill student, 75 through 77, and I'd drive. They didn't have that cut through the mountain there. There's rocks yet, so you had to go through Tuxedo and on the old road on 225, and in this sharp curve, there was this place, and they sold cigarettes for $4.99 a carton. Can you imagine $4.99 a carton today? I don't even know what they are because I quit when I was 24. I smoked 8 years, but I'm so glad I quit. But I'd stop there and give me a carton of cigarettes and some beef jerky and a Pepsi, and I was set.
In our, I don't know, $60-$70 a carton now, something like that. I think there are somewhere around $7 or $8 a pack for my in-laws. So they always buy five or six cartons. What were you, Gary?
Yeah, that's about the right price for a carton of cigarettes. You can get the off brands maybe for a little less, but oh man. And yeah, I remember gas, 25 cents a gallon, or the price wars or gas wars. And you even get lower than that, so. But yeah, I'm pretty impressed with $1.38 a gallon. Of course, that's just because the Russians and the Saudis are fighting it out, and we're getting the benefits. So, coming up on a 7-Eleven here, yes, also $1.38 a gallon. Let's see, over to you, David. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Well, if you're headed east, to west. When you get to Taylor's and that Walmart and past Walmart, look at that station at the top of the hill on the left and see what it is. It's usually about the cheapest in Greenville.
A mile to go to before I get there, but I'll take a look.
95 the other day with my Ingles card, getting 25 cents off, and I thought I got a good deal.
Deal for North Carolina because y'all pay more gas tax than we do.
If I'm heading south when I'm traveling for photography, I will take my my Ingles card, and I'll have 25 cents per gallon discount, and I'll drive down to Landrum there, first exit, exit one, and jump off the freeway, and it's about 30, 40 cents a gallon cheaper, plus my quarter off if I got the points, whatever, and I'll get gas for like $1.25 a gallon or something, but that doesn't happen a lot. ND7J for ID.
Do the arithmetic. If he came down here with a quarter off at $1.38 a gallon, then that would be $1.13 a gallon he'd pay for gas. Is that right?
Yeah, your math is correct.
KB4CBA. Wow, $1.13. Now that would be something to get excited about.
If you're traveling in that direction, it definitely makes sense to do it, to stop. However, to make a trip down there, you burn, I forget what it is, a couple gallons of gas. So if you just drive down there special to get gas cheap, you don't really save yourself money. You got to be traveling in that direction.
The Express Fuel, $1.37 a gallon.
Man, keeps coming down. I don't know why. It just seems like this Taylor's area right here is about the cheapest I've seen. I've seen it $1.59 in places. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's like 20 cents more a gallon. That's 22 cents more a gallon. And it's just, a few miles away from here.
Here, right? right now, just by the Copper River Grill, which is a nice sign, but they're not open, of course.
I've been there before, ND7J. Hey, fellas, I'm going to jump out of here. I got some things to do while I'm waiting in the bank parking lot here. I'm going to go through my receipts and that kind of stuff. So we'll catch you all later. Good to hear you both. ND7J, go ahead, David, pick it up. 73s to both of you.
He's Bob, always a pleasure, and maybe we'll get the lace of my balls on you here before too long. I hope all this mess gets cleared up in a hurry, but you stay well, and go ahead, Gary.
Yes, and yeah, we could have a South Carolina DX Association meeting on Zoom. That's something I've been doing with a bunch of my 12-step programs, and that's kind of fun. So something to be thinking about, because who knows when this is all going to close up or start up again, I guess, would be a better way to say it. So 73 Bob, all the best, and just rolling in the rain now here in Greer on Wade Hampton. The $1.37 a gallon is still the cheapest I've seen so far.
Well, I need to go out and fill up my pony, so I guess I better take it out there and fill it up before it starts going back up. But I hate to hear about the rain, because I was going to take another ride on my motorcycle. I went on about, I think I rode 53 miles yesterday on it, and had a really nice ride up 25 and took 11 north and then came back out 14 to Wade Hampton. It was a nice ride.
Pretty heavy here just a second ago, but I don't think it's going to last. So you probably get some sunny weather a little later in the day, give you a chance to do it. It says 55 degrees on the bank billboard there, so pretty comfortable.
A suit that I got for Christmas, and it'll keep you warm. In fact, you have to pretty much be walking out the door when you put it on, because that's how toasty warm it'll keep you. And it says it'll keep you warm down to 40 degrees on, you know, going down the road, but I believe it'll do a little bit better than that. But anyway, and it's lined, so if it starts raining, you don't get wet.
Well, no bad weather, just wrong clothes. That's what the Germans have a thing for. Let's see. So at the QT, at the intersection of Locust Hill Road or 101 or whatever it is, and Wade Hampton, it's $1.38 a gallon. So that's you know, not an unusual price. That's the common price right now. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
KB 4 CBA. You know, the funny thing is, right, when you go by the post office there in Taylor's, and then you come to that, I can't remember the name of that street that crosses Wade Hampton, and there's traffic light there, and they just build a big old huge Sphinx station there. I go down here and get fuel for my motorcycle and my mowers, because I get the you know, the pure gas for those, and they're usually pretty cheap. And then then you just go up about 100 yards is a 7-Eleven on the other side of the road, and they're about the same price. Then you top the hill and go to two more traffic lights, and there's a 7-Eleven on the right. So we're kind of saturated with 7-Elevens right now.
And I'm just going in front of the Tractor Supply here on Wade Hampton, and right next to it, they're building a new Chili's restaurant right here on Wade Hampton. So we'll have another opportunity to dine out when things calm down.
Yeah, I tell you, if I owned a restaurant and I didn't have a drive-thru, I'd be getting me a sledgehammer and I'd be knocking me a hole in the wall. I'd make me a drive-thru, because that's the only way you're going to stay open right now.
Yeah, want some income. That's what you got to do. Lowe's parking lot was packed.
Yes, I mean, I know Roadhouse right here, you know, not far from my house. I can almost walk to it. They've been doing the curbside thing where you just pull up and they bring the food out to you, so that's not a bad idea.
Right there, Steaks. So, yeah, and I joined that time. We had together there as well when you invited Dave and myself. So, yep, always a good place. But probably not the same ambiance when you're doing pickup.
You miss all the country music and the peanuts on the floor and all the noise and the screaming kids and the waitresses running around and all that. Yeah, it's really an ambiance, all right.
Well, I tried to put a positive spin on it, let's put it that way. Yeah, if they gave you a bag of peanuts, that would be okay, too.
White phone ring. Probably one of the girls. Anyway, one of our youngest just had a baby about 3.5 weeks ago, so, and we haven't seen him in about a week. We go over there and just stand out in the yard and talk and.
On a new baseball team. That sounds good. Well, I'm rolling past the post office here on Wadehampton at the moment. I got a call from my daughter. She's up in Virginia. And she says, Dad, I was reading an article in the New York Times, and they talk about the places in the United States where people have not stopped traveling. And guess who's number one? Greenville, South Carolina. We're still on the road. She says, Dad, you got to stop that.
Funny when your kids are telling you what to do. My oldest daughter has her BSN, and she's a nurse, and she has been a nurse manager for Prisma, and now she's doing patient experience. And they just got furloughed, but hopefully it won't be too long. She'll be able to go back to work, but she's been telling us, now y'all stay in, wash your hands, but, you know, she doesn't want me going out on my motorcycle, and she doesn't want, my wife has to go to work, she works for Prisma, and she has to go, I mean, she doesn't have a choice, so, I mean, you know, it's really kind of funny to hear her telling us what to do.
Well, we do have a slightly different attitude, you know, being the boomers that we are. So, and the gas report, the Sphinx station is $1.39 a gallon, and the two 7-Elevens are both at $1.38.
You pass Texas Roadhouse and go up the hill there past Walmart on your right. Look at that gas station. At the very top of the hill, it's on the left, and tell me how much it is.
In Rutherford Road now, so it'll be a little bit.
I got some full sliding. I could almost throw a rock and hit your car.
Medium power, probably 25 watts here.
Yeah, you got real good audio on the direct, and, big old bridge you're going over is by the railroad.
The tracks. And, yeah, this is a Kenwood TMV71. So, you know, Kenwood is known for their good audio. So, all right, there's the Roadhouse on my left. Caliber Collision on my right. And starting up the hill.
There's a liquor store over there on the right if you need to stop.
I gave that up in 1980. Thank you.
Oh, me. You just never know.
Open and doing good business here. Oh, they're actually waiting outside. They got a line open. Maybe they're not open. You know, it's two more minutes before they open. They got a line outside.
Sometimes Tom comes over this way, N0TR, and they'll go to that Aldi. I think the one they normally go to is the one in Greer.
A new winner. Your gas station you pointed out, Perez Point, $1.35 a gallon. A new winner.
Yeah, that's why I fill up all the time.
For a credit card?
Well, I just use my debit card.
Credit card that actually gives me cash off for petroleum purchases. So I pretty much use that exclusively just for gas.
That's a good idea. I don't know why I don't do that. I don't know why everybody doesn't do that, because, I mean, everybody drives, you know, to some extent, so, but anyway, well, I'm going to jump out of here and see how the wife's doing. She just got up, I smelled some bacon, so I think I'm going to go in and see if I can steal a little piece or two.
Enjoy the day, stopped raining here, so hopefully it's going to be nicer. 73, all the best. KB4CBA, Whiskey 4, Echo, Echo, Yankee.
Well, I have my radio on reverse. I don't think you got my last transmission.
I didn't realize you were on reverse.
Hit reverse, and I guess I must have double-tapped it or something, because I thought I'd put it back on the repeater, and I had left it on the transmit frequency.
Let's do 5 copies, no problem.
73 is KB4CBA.
Echo Yankee, mobile.